Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. On today's program, we've been hearing stories about pretty challenging times and also about the incredible resilience in LGBTQ communities of color. Now, many LGBTQ people at some point might have had the experience of being told that they weren't exactly normal just for living their lives and because of the relationships that they have. Others have been cast as worse than abnormal. Last year, Latino USA producer Julia Hsu and I reported on the case of the San Antonio Four, four lesbian women who were accused of sexually assaulting two young girls.
For myself, I was like, how can they convict me of a crime that never happened, first off? So I really didn't think anything would come up of it. When my attorney had told me, you know, they don't have anything on you, Ramirez, you don't have to worry about anything, I was okay.
This is Elizabeth Ramirez. She's one of the four women, and that's from an interview that we did back in 2016. The San Antonio Four case revolved around accusations of satanic sex rituals based on very shaky testimony, medical evidence that was later discredited, and the fact that Elizabeth and her friends are all lesbians.
And then when I was on the stand and the prosecutor started just badgering me about, you're a lesbian and you did this and you did that and you're capable of doing this. And then he started just painting the whole picture as sacrificing my nieces on the altar, and we were just like all doing different things to them. And it was like, it was crazy. I was like, I couldn't believe everything that they were saying.
Elizabeth Ramirez, Cassie Rivera, Anna Vasquez, and Christy Mayhew were convicted in 1998. Elizabeth was sentenced to 37 years. Her friends got 15 years. From behind bars, the San Antonio Four tried to get the attention of activists, of TV personalities, of lawyers, anyone who might champion their cause. Eventually, Elizabeth started corresponding with a pen pal who was able to get them legal help from the Innocence Project in Texas. And then there were major developments in the case. The forensic evidence was discredited. And then, in 2012, one of the alleged victims recanted her testimony. At this point, one woman had already been released on parole. But with these changes to the case, the district attorney decided that the San Antonio Four were entitled to a new trial. So the other three women, including Elizabeth, were released on bond after almost 15 years in prison. But their story wasn't over.
I still have that in the back of my mind telling me, you never know when things might change. And what if it's taken from me again? You know, I have a 37 and a half year sentence. I can't just go out and travel anywhere without getting approved by the judge to sign paperwork.
So the conviction was still weighing on Elizabeth's life.
That's Latino USA producer Julia Hsu.
Like she mentioned, she couldn't travel without court approval, and she had a conviction on her record that popped up whenever she applied for a job. But most importantly, her release from prison was pending the legal proceedings to overturn her conviction, and technically, she still had over half her sentence to serve. Elizabeth's fear of being sent back to prison kept her from really settling down. She was waiting for her life to be decided on by the Texas Supreme Court. Then, in November, it finally happened. In the court's opinion, the judge said, those defendants have won the right to proclaim to the citizens of Texas that they did not commit a crime, that they are innocent, that they deserve to be exonerated. After that big moment, we wondered how Elizabeth was doing, so I called her.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. This is Julia.
Hi, how's it going? Hi, I'm Julia.
I talked to Elizabeth on the phone the other day. It was super hot in our studio in New York and in Texas.
I was talking to the air conditioner guys, and they were just telling me about the AC. It's froze over, so They're trying to get it thawed out. There's two things that I told myself I didn't want to suffer, which to have, you know, be in the heat all the time and be forever cold.
Elizabeth was in the middle of some home repairs. She actually bought the home back in September.
So little by little, you know, I've been kind of furnishing it, getting sofas and TVs and little stuff here and there.
Those are all the things Elizabeth had held off on buying before the exoneration. And now things have changed. So I wanted to hear more about what that big moment was like when she found out about the court's decision. It happened kind of magically the day before Thanksgiving.
I was asleep and my phone rang and there was a text message and I was like, it said we won. I was like, what? oh my gosh, my son was asleep in his room, and I was screaming, and I was crying, and he was like, Mom, what's wrong? And I said, oh my God, finally, it's over, son. We had Thanksgiving, and my mom was like, today's the day to be grateful and thankful. And so we did our family prayer, and she was like, I want you to do the prayer. And so we sat there on the table, and we had hands, and we prayed. And I mean, it was just awesome. It was like just a day of Thanksgiving, you know?
Since finding out about that, how has your life changed?
Oh, it's changed a lot. Now it's like, I don't get up scared anymore, wondering, you know, am I going to be taken away? And now, like, I'm able to be more involved with my son. He just graduated from basic training, so he's in Missouri right now doing some March training. You know, there's a chance that I might see him again. I mean, that was, like, the biggest obstacle. So I get to wash his clothes and cook for him, and I didn't even care to clean his room. I would clean it 1,000 times for him if I had to. I just, that chance that I had to be able to share that with him was like, meant the world to me, you know? For me to be able to be a part of his life was, like, more reassuring.
Elizabeth is finally planning family vacations, something she could never do when she was waiting to clear her name. And there was another thing that she was putting off, getting married.
Well, actually, I had met her in prison, and she came home a couple years ago, and we just kind of picked up where we left off.
Elizabeth's partner's name is Angel Sanchez. Since getting out of prison, they've been living together in Elizabeth's new house, and Angel kept asking Elizabeth to marry her.
She was like, why can't we? I'll be there for you. And I was like, I can't. I'm sorry. And then now that we got the exoneration, and she asked me, she's like, will you marry me now? And I looked at her, and I was like, yes, I'll marry you now. That look in her was like finally like that relief, like finally we can go on. Now it's like taking the next step.
She doesn't have a date for the wedding yet, but says it'll probably be in 6 months. First, though, Elizabeth is enrolling in college this fall to study criminal justice. But her life is still recovering. She told me that night she got the text about the court decision, after celebrating, crying, hugging her son, she said there was a minute that she just sat down and thought, what's next? And she still has those feelings.
I'll be in bed and I'm like, wow, I'm here. And then I think about everything and I'm sitting there, you know, Liz, you gotta get up, you gotta go to work, you gotta keep going. You know, you fight for so long, for so many years, and then finally, like, okay, now what do I do?
What you do is you just live life. A life with family vacations on the 4th of July, with school, weddings, and AC units that break when it's hot. After struggling with one of the toughest fights of her life, no wonder it feels weird for Elizabeth to be facing the normal, everyday problems we all deal with. But really, that's what she was fighting for all along.
Latino USA producer Julia Hsu with that update on the San Antonio 4 case.